The business news starts with businesses that may be buying your income tax information. Might surprise you to learn that the financial information you give tax preparers may be given away or sold to other companies so long as you give consent. The IRS is proposing new protections for consumers, but some consumer advocates say the proposed regulations would allow even more sensitive financial data to end up in the wrong hands. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Information used to complete your tax return includes highly sensitive financial data. Income, expenses, investments, loans, where you live, how many kids you have, and of course your Social Security number. For data brokers, along with companies that make loans, sell stocks, life insurance, or provide other financial services, it's extremely valuable information. And according to the IRS, if a taxpayer gives consent, tax preparers can provide your financial information to them. Mark Everson, commissioner of the IRS, says what the new regulations would do is tell consumers explicitly that their information may be given to third parties.
What we're trying to do here is provide a clear, knowing consent on the part of the taxpayer. We're mandating a particular form, even a size of type. It also says who would get the information, and the consent would only last a year, so it's not some open-ended disclosure, which was permissible in the past.
This, he says, will allow consumers to decide if they want to share their information or not. But many privacy rights and consumer advocates contend that the proposed regulations would enable even more companies to get access to taxpayer information, though the IRS disputes that. Consumer advocates, including Jean Ann Fox of the Consumer Federation of America, had hoped that when the IRS revised its 30-year-old rules, it would have banned the practice of allowing taxpayer information to be used for marketing purposes.
The IRS should not be permitting tax preparers to use tax return information to sell their own products, to permit other people to sell products, for this information to go into databases for any other reason. Your tax return information should be between you, your tax preparer, and the IRS.
Under the proposed rule, consumers would also be informed and would have to consent if their returns were going to be processed offshore, as hundreds of thousands already are. Beyond the issue of who will have access to your financial information is a debate over the consent form itself. Some tax preparers and accounting professionals say the proposed consent procedure is too burdensome, though some consumer advocates say the new form isn't good enough. Chi-Chi Wu is an attorney with the National Consumer Law Center.
When a taxpayer goes to a commercial storefront preparer and has their taxes done, they're usually handed a stack of documents at the end with little red tabs and told, sign here, sign here, sign here, and they sign.
When it comes to the consent form, she worries that consumers won't read or understand what they're being asked to sign. If consumers did read it carefully, they would learn that once their information is disclosed to a third party, the IRS has no control over what a company does with that information. A hearing on the IRS proposal will be held in Washington later today. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.